This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn, your bare heels so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war out with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, The Can of America, The Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday, August 4th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here, right now on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Thursday edition. But we got lots to talk about. Lots and lots to talk about. All right? But, you know, I like to make sure your mind is in a good place as you get off. And we come in on a short week. So everybody should be sober by now. Get ready to go into the weekend. So as you get into the weekend, on this short week, like I said, this drive home, we're going to make sure I head in a good place. Have a good conversation. Have a great episode. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. But in order to put you in that good space, got to get you that brain teaser. And you know how to chime in, 323-6232, 323-325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. And that's how you get it on. All right. And remember now, I'm at Dunkin' tomorrow. Dunkin' Carmichael. Now, every other week we're at a Dunkin'. We're getting it in. On a Friday. I got the big KFC party bucket to give away, the $50 gift card from KFC. All right? So you're going to win that. And starting next week, you know, we're going to make it a smorgasbord of delight for you. You're going to win some stuff from KFC. You got your Joker's Wild party passes. You got some stuff from Dunkin'. Yeah, man, it gets bigger. And by the weekend, I should have some stuff from Tropical Gyros and Naughty Johnny's. So the extravaganza. Next week and moving forward, we'll be loaded up in the prize column. So you got to make sure your mind's right, all right? And of course, with all that goodness we're going to be playing for starting next week, the teasers will get harder. All right, here's what we're working with today. All right? And like I said, I want y'all thinking. Okay, this is, hey, this is a good one right here. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 44% of the people surveyed said this is very, very rude and offensive, and it involves your phone. That is your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 44% said this is rude and offensive. They find it insulting, and it involves your phone. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You know how to get your answers in. Texas already at it. Talking loud when on a call. Yeah, you know them set in the bank with the airpiece. Woo! They could really talk loud. Everybody had a conversation. Stand there and talking to nobody, you know. All right. Let's slide into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now at Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread flagship store or the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So be sure to get your shop on at Fine Threads. Suits, formal, casual, all the accessories to go along with, and of course your shoes. So be sure to check all of that goodness out going on at your favorite Fine Thread location. No. Okay. We're getting some answers in here now. No, not looking at your phone while talking to another person. While talking to a person. Not talking loud when on a call. Not leaving the ringer on. Causing the phone to ring while in an informal or formal setting. Boy, y'all got all your phone etiquette. Using your phone at the dinner table. When people call in the middle of a text conversation, leaving the ringer on, the ringtone, taking inappropriate... How do we get there? Texting while someone is talking. Boy, look here. To pull a Lincoln Bane to record someone without their consent? No. Not. Y'all keep working on that. Let me work on the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian? Big one. Travis Cartwright Cowell with the story, new Chief Justice takes oath. Winder pledges to address legacy issues. So keep an eye on that. Ian Winder yesterday became the 14th Chief Justice in an independent Bahamas. Winder, who took the oath of allegiance and received as an instrument of appointment from Deputy to the Governor General Cynthia Mother Pratt, said he hopes to address many of the legacy issues afflicting courts in the country, including the mounting backlog of cases and the unreasonable delays in judgment. Well, you off to a good start there, Chief Justice Winder Worship. I like it. Tackle the bull by the horns right out of the break. I like it. Hit the ground running. And I think if you come in with that kind of attitude and that kind of acumen, we're going to see some improvement. So I'm rooting for the new Chief Justice. This is one that's really troubled me. And a lot of people. Police asked family of boy to come forward. Now, we all heard the horrific story of the boy found in the pond. Now, yesterday, police said no one has come forward to identify the body of a boy who was found partially submerged in waters on a golf course in Yellow Elder Gardens on Tuesday. Police believe the boy drowned in the pond. Sergeant Desiree Ferguson, who is attached to the communications unit, said, "We are appealing to the members of the public, particularly our Haitian community members, to please help us identify who this deceased child may be. We know that someone's child is missing. We know that they may know who this child is and in their community, asking them to please assist us in officially identifying who it may be." Dear God, or as my late mother used to say, Lord bless the dead, Jesus wept. I'm letting it sink in for a minute. A child found drowned in a pond, and no one can come forward and identify the missing child in whatever community it is? Really? Have we become that desensitized, cold, callous, oblivious? Has it become such part of the fabric that we live in now that is Bahamiana? And I hate to say it, but now we're leaving children dead, unidentified. That's one step above how we leave animals dead all over the road. My God. It's sobering people. I mean, nobody could identify that job. Nobody. And I hope that the coroner's office makes sure that the fullest autopsy is done to make sure that no foul play may be involved or no extenuating circumstances. How this child ended up unidentified. This is crazy. Let me check the text lines on this one. Possibly it's the parents, naughty. The parents need to get locked up, regardless. Naughty, what kind of foolishness is this? A child dead and nobody noticed that he's missing? What the hell is going on in our country? And it gets very, very, like, I don't want to say, like, old, but we've accepted this too much. We just lost a toddler to senseless, stupid gunfire, and another one gone through a stray bullet. This, not even a year after we lost Bella. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And one thing that really bothers me and really burns me and galls me is how, as a society, we have no regard for the young or for the old. Two of the most important parts of the equation at both ends of the spectrum. We're responsible for in the middle, point B. But we can't forget about the youth, and we can't forget who got us where we are. If you don't know your past, you don't know your future. And we have no respect for both ends of those spectrums. Let me go to the lines. Naughty, when school opens, people will figure out who the parents are eventually, or who the relatives are. Naughty, perhaps the parents aren't in the country. That's a good scenario too, but we obviously need people to come forward and give some sort of information and piece the puzzle together. Because obviously we have a situation here, like in one of my favorite TV shows, The First 48. We have limited time to piece things together. And nowhere have I ever seen a child go missing and nobody claim the child. Right here in the 242. Even to those lousy set of parents who let their toddlers go wandering and end up in the police station and they're circulating all over social media, at least they go eventually and claim them with their head hung in shame, but at least they go and find them. This is sickening. I don't know. I don't. Because to the point where the police are publicly asking family to identify a dead child. Our priorities are all in the wrong place. They're screwed. They're out of whack. Naughty, the text is correct. We don't know who is in this country, and things like this can happen. It's very sad. Parents could be illegal. Who knows? ? That could be a contributing factor. We don't know. Someone needs to offer a ward, and eventually things will turn up. Good points. Some other headlines. Government considering BPL inquiry. Prime Minister Philip Braddock Davis said yesterday his government is considering an inquiry into the affairs of Bahamas Power and Light, but the option of inquiry. While in opposition, Davis promised to hold public televised hearings into BPL due to what he said was no accountability or transparency into the decision-making at the utility. Okay, that's fair. But somewhere in there, Mr. Davis, set your legacy apart from the rest. Expose the list. Tear up the list. You know that list of who's supposed to stay on, who's supposed to stay off, better in power, you're out of power, and your administration, opposition, that list. Make everybody even with Joe Public, man. Let us feel like we matter again. Seven more diplomats take oath. Story by Jasper Ward. Seven more diplomats yesterday took oath as they were formally appointed. And congratulations to all of them. I just look at some and listen, y'all come see me at Jokers when I come on vacation. The material is strong here. Read the column next week. But I see a couple of our former athletes jumping up on the list. Former Laker, Mr. Rick Fox. The fireman himself, Mr. Chris Brown. It's good stuff right there. And I like them ambassadors at large. You know, when I was growing up here, you know. Hey, Mr. Producer, remember growing up, you know, on the TV shows, the cops and robbers, and the suspect remains at large. So what did the ambassador do, man? Why is he at large? What is he on the run from? Maybe the competition in 400 meters? I don't know. Never mind. Congratulations to all the diplomats. All right. We got to slide up into the buzz. And the buzz is brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. John's reminds you in all of your back to school. For all your back to school needs, where's your shoes, your accessories, bags, your book bags, your lunch boxes, all of that for back to school. You know John's is famous for it. They got it for all the boys and the girls and for teachers as well. Go back in style, teachers, ladies and gents. You know, and to all you, you know, teachers out there, all you male teachers out there, go rocking some Clarks, man. Impress the children. When they bounce in and see you rocking Clarks from John's, you got them. You got they undivided because you're not instantly cool because you got your Clarks from John's. And while you're there, check them out on small home appliances and cookware as well. They're now available for you as well at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking at the buzz. And boy, I tell you, the citizenship bill is out there. Okay? And now, government is to meet with the church leaders this month. Marital rape. This according to Minister of Social Services and Urban Development and Leader of Government Business in the House of Assembly, Mr. Obi Wilsham. Gotta get Mr. Wilsham on the show. He's always been a friend of the show. Always had a candid conversation with him, so... Yeah, we need to write that down on the docket for next week. Let's see if we can get Minister Wilscombe in here. But that's quite the conversation that needs to be had. I mean, I think Joe Public, the citizenry, the voting populace, and more importantly, women, want this issue dealt with. And I think it's a pertinent issue that we do need to deal with. And do away with all the boogeyman theories and the ghost stories and the mumbo-jumbo that goes with it. We're in 2022. Okay? Man it up, girl it up, let's make it happen. And now, you know what else is buzzing? Opposition leader, Mr. Michael Pintard, urges the government to address what it is saying. So we're asking the Prime Minister, who is the Minister of Finance, to discontinue breaking the law and to clearly indicate the details of government contracts. Well... they're using the Public Accounts Commission. That's what they're supposed to do, is for public information. Who's getting the contracts? How much they're getting paid? You gave them out. We just want to know where they went, who they went to, and how much was there. Because we saw some. I mean, jaw-dropping, mouth-opening, leaving people aghast at what we saw with the past administration regarding contracts, and where they went to cronies, lovers, and friends. The continual cycle. Because the previous administration, before the past administration, they crew too. So, yeah. What's so wrong with the government to address critical issues? The past administration isn't in. We know they dropped the ball on multiple levels. That's why they got fired. In convincing, resounding fashion. Heavy is the head that wear at the crown. This administration is on the clock now. The New Day government is on the clock. The leader of the opposition doing his job, holding them accountable. I see no problemo. And if it was the other way around, and the PLP was in opposition, they asked the same, I would have no problemo. Because at the end of the day, those contracts, government awarded contracts, They come from taxpayers' money. We footing the bill. Where it gained and who it gained to. That's all we want to know. Let me check out some of these responses. Naughty. I feel the child who drowned hasn't been claimed by family because either one, they may be illegal immigrants, as the police alluded to. Or two, this goes much deeper than is seen, as how would the police know the nationality of a boy by looking at a John Doe? Sounds strange to me. I hope this isn't another Marco Archer scenario. That's why I alluded to it earlier, that I wanted the full investigation, full autopsy to be mandated by the coroner's court and the coroner, the chief coroner, so we know exactly what transpired here and if there were extenuating circumstances. So we sipping the same Kool-Aid right there. Because you want to know, obviously, the child now turns up drowned and dead and nobody claims the child. We need to find out how they ended up there. Naughty. How does We Got Power Inquiring Minds would like to know? I've been trying all my life. Texter, when I find out, I can let you know. I can get you on the list too. Naughty, you realize a lot of Cuban women are walking around and they look good. You think they're also indulging in illegal activities? Well, I guess we need to find that out. But this text, this the mango skin texter who wanna move to Eleuthera. Okay. Yeah. You got fixation. Listen to me. Cuban Willie's numerology report is coming up. I could talk to Cuban Willie. Maybe Cuban Willie could point you in the right direction, but I can't help you, brother. You know what I mean? But I wish you the best. I think he's better off staying Bahamian. Bye, Bahamian. Move to Eleuthera. Go find you in Mangra and settle down. You can still listen to the show, GuardianTalkRadio.com. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. Do you see that shameless segue right there, Mr. Producer? So I'm one of the goats in the game. Let's go to the break. On the flip side, John Shoes, we got the global warming coming up. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. That'll be followed up by my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And at the bottom of the hour, like I said, all brought to you by the Island Game, Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up right here on Talking Heads on the flip side of the break, Thursday edition. Don't touch it.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs...
Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Spence, you've gone.
Island Game, keep you with it.
Percy Spence, you've gone.
Dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy Spence, you've gone.
Island Game, we got you.
Percy Spence, you've gone.
From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right now, wrapping up The Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. A couple more texts that I need to grab before we continue. I can't rape my wife, Naughty, but her pastor could. Interesting. Woo! You all throwing haymakers today. But I'll tell you what, very good answer right here, because I see a couple of these. Naughty, please get me on the BPL list. Listen, man, I got to get myself on first, but once I do, I'll get you on. Mm-hmm. Not recording the conversation, not pushing the phone for someone else to answer, not texting while talking to others. No, they have some good answers, but they're wrong. When someone keeps ignoring text messages, I think, let me double check the time. Playing loud music on the cell phone. Okay, I'm checking times here now. Okay. Boom. And it came in at 4:17. So it is the first one. And I'm going to get your information. You'll be in the drawing tomorrow for the $50 KFC gift certificate. All right, the gift card from KFC worth $50. So you can get your KFC. All right, the answer, we have a winner, is not responding to people's text, the blue tick. You know? I know you've seen it, but you ain't answering back. Uh-huh. That. So that is the answer, and I went down to times, and that is your winner, all right? So congratulations. I'll find out who that is when it checks back in. Let me check some of these other texts. Because y'all are off the chain today. Y'all getting ready for the weekend. Naughty, the story is sad. I think we need to get more involved and see how many illegals are in our community, because this is giving our country a bad name. What do you think? I think anybody who wants to migrate to get to a better life, and they get to another country, and they embrace that country and the ideals of that country, and they get involved in the building of that country, I have no problem with it. If it's in a detraction, then we need to revisit it and figure out what we can do with it, because no, we can't take a bad name. So we got to find the right way to approach it and find a happy medium. You're crazy. You know what? You don't have to be on the BPL list. You went to St. Andrews. Psh, I don't say that out loud, all right? We don't talk that all the time. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Okay. I guess not you. Minutes run out. But yeah, let's slide up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, whether you like it hot with a Kentucky Deluxe or being original with the Original Recipe Burger, KFC has the chicken sandwiches with attitude. Enjoy the extra large one for 100% flavor. And for a limited time, enjoy one of our KFC signature sandwiches with fries for only $7. That's how it's done, and it's finger-licking good, only at KFC Nassau. Call it back on the line. All right, we'll get them going in a second. But let's check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you by KFC Nassau. Boy, we got some good things to work on, too. We'll jump on in with. All right, Warner Brothers has pulled the plug on the Batgirl movie. After spending over $90 million to make it happen, some are saying it's more like $100 million. Test audiences just didn't like it, so it's been scrapped. not even an HBO Max release. Speaking of HBO, listen here. That story on the Obamas, whoever made that need to be slapped. How ugly and hideous did they try to make Michelle Obama be? And Michelle Obama is quite attractive in a crooked smile kind of way. I like me some Michelle Obama. My wife didn't give me permission to. Right after Halle Berry, I got some Michelle. Michelle and Serena Williams fighting, you know? But none of that anyway. We'll leave that alone. But yeah. That ain't bad, right, Mr. Producer? That's a solid situation, you know? And if you want me to throw in the real, when I got stashed in the bullpen that I don't really talk about because she's really up there, but she still look good. Well, a couple in the bullpen, like Taraji P. Henson and Nia Long, right? But Angela Bassett old behind in there too, because Angela about 100, but she looked 19, 21. She's strong. Angela might be too old for you, brother. That's okay. You leave Angela to my generation. Stella could get her group back over here with our crew. We'll be all right. Oh, Lord. I love you all entertaining my craziness. Jake Gyllenhaal is set to star in Amazon's Roadhouse reboot. Why are people still paying Jake Gyllenhaal to do movies? First, Lil Nas X and MSCHF released sneakers with blood in them. And I guess that's mischief with a... Like, Mr. Producer, is that mischief? That's what he's trying to spell, like mischief? With that MSCHF? I know, man. But if you're putting blood on your sneakers, I don't want them. That's evidence. That's DNA. That might associate and link me to a crime. No need for that. Okay? Now, Heineken's new shoes come with beer in the soles. You don't angle ass. Some drunk frat college dude could be thirsty one night. Everybody Heineken sneakers get popped. Everybody Heineken sneakers get drunk. Galvanized. Gone. Dude, you know that's what it could be. All right, add this to Rudy Giuliani's problems. His ex-wife is now suing him for $262,000 as part of her divorce settlement. And they're saying, pay up or go to prison. But Rudy catching it from everywhere, man. Everywhere. Everywhere. Can't escape it. Everywhere you look up, Rudy Giuliani taking blows. Can't do it. And I don't know why Rudy expecting a break. People got Rudy on the list. You have to put in your 18 months before the age of 28 if you're in BTS. In 2020, exceptions were made for BTS members to the date of service 30, meaning the oldest BTS member, 29-year-old Jin, would normally be expected to enlist later this year. Now they're working on a revision that would allow the young men all to serve while maintaining their concert schedule. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, like BTS, that's a problem. See, y'all didn't know they was, 29 and 30-some-year-olds, and they got old. Yeah, they ain't kids. They Korean. They look young, but they could be 112. Okay? I don't even know if Jin is 29. Jin is a strong, Jin could be a strong 36, 37-year-old. I thought I saw Jin playing on the World Series of Poker Tour under a different name, to tell you the truth. But anyway, different story another day. Almost 80-year-old one, David Crosby, says he's just too old to do any more concert touring. Yeah, well, sit down and chill out, man. If I reach 81, they got to pay me well to do stand-up. I mean, I'll still do it because I love it, but I don't mean I can look to do it every day. Airbnb is apologizing for rental homes that were listed on their app as 1830s slave cabin. They say they're going to remove all listings that are known to include former slave quarters in the United States. And finally, Elton John has a new autobiography out called Me, Elton John. In it, he opens up about Michael Jackson, whom he called in his adult years a mentally ill and around. Elton, you look at yourself in the mirror lately? You've been, listen, man. You've been listen now. Come on now. From Pinball Wizard, you was a little weird and a little ill and mentally disturbed. I guess it take one to know one, hey, Elton. Huh? Crocodile tears. Crocodile rock. Anyway, let me check these texts real quick. Hey, Naughty, Britney gets 9 years in Russian jail. Maybe if the U.S. didn't help Ukraine, she might have been freed. I think that has a lot to do with it. But I think when it's all said and done, she's going to be out of there before then. Probably after the war. But, yeah. There's going to have to be some major negotiations and diplomatic maneuvering going on. Possibly some trading of some spies, Russian spies that are being held in America. Probably trade them off for Brittany and a couple of other reporters who have been held against their will, more or less, or in similar circumstances. So we'll see where that goes. But we'll talk about it in the sports section for sure. But we'll definitely pick up and talk more about it on Brittany Griner in the sports section for sure. I mean, Pearly chimes in and a couple other, you know, other sports heads. The answer, if you missed it, was ignoring text messages, the blue tick syndrome, and you blue tick people. Hey, listen, texter. Don't get me started, you know. Mr. Producer, you know, we need to block this texter, you know. Talking about the ex-wife, Holly, and thing. These delusional texters. You see what I'm saying? They're just a foolishness. Just a foolishness. The total lunacy. All right. I'm going to take the break. Flip side of the break. Get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And because that's a wrap on you, global woman. Proceeding of the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. Flip side of the break, we'll chime in on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll get into Cuban Willie's numerology report. All brought to you by the Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Thursday edition continues right after this.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots in waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5-1 low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a... I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads continues right now, sliding into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And I got to remind you to run on Dunkin'. Don't forget, we're going to be Dunkin' Carmichael tomorrow, getting everybody running on Dunkin', so be sure to check me out from 4 to 6, all right? But don't forget, the iced coffee's there at Dunkin', all right? Try the new cake batter signature latte, combining rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor for a party in every cup. Not to be outdone, don't forget the iced coffee temptations of Dunkin's butter pecan iced coffee as well. That's back. Tasty flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin's original blended iced coffee. Grab you one today, along with some donuts or your favorite sandwich at your favorite Dunkin' location, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, where we're going to be live tomorrow 4 to 6, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin', because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. And let me check some wet texts as I take my coffee break. And feel free to chime on in. And yeah, listen, we could talk about Britney in the sports coming up, I promise. Last time I heard Britney mentioned so much, Spears was the last name. Thank God, you know what I mean, talking about her. But as I get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, let me remind you a couple of things. As I sip my iced coffee. It's hot out there, people. You got to stay hydrated, okay? Please stay hydrated. Yourself first, importantly. Make sure the household hydrated. Also, if you got pets, make sure they're hydrated also. They go through a lot of water this time of year. They take heat on the same way we do. Many pets are affected by heat stroke. So please, do your due diligence. Spend an extra second. Make sure you're hydrated. And if you got pets, they're hydrated also. And for my fans of cocktails and does not mean, okay, I'm not going to drink alcohol, I'll just drink beer. No. If you're going to do that, then drink water in between a couple of rounds and stay hydrated. Okay? All right? Okay. Gee, mini Christmas. Anyhow. I digress. We definitely got to remind you about the numerology report coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And it's all about Percy's pension plan. And you definitely, you know, got to make sure to take advantage of that. You know why? Because you can win a pension plan for a year. 13 pensions up for grabs for a year. Okay? For one entire year, 13 lucky winners are going to get Percy's pension plan. Over 244,000 up for grabs. All you got to do, when you deposit $20 or $20 on your Island Game account, you're going to get a register. You're going to get an entry form. You're in. And if you want to get an Island Game account, real easy, theislandgame.com. Real simple. And when you're on there, check out the gaming, check out the numbers, check out the sports book. All G-O-O-D good. So definitely try your hand. You know what it is to get a pension for the whole year? I don't know about you. I could use that. That's a sweet deal right there. Whole year? 13 weeks? 13 winners for a year? Up to $244,000 in cash and prizes? What? Up for grabs? Can't beat that. Not in today's day and age. Please believe me. Please believe me. So get on out there and try your hand and try your luck and all that good stuff over there at the game, at the Island Game. All right? Islandgame.com. Log on now if you haven't got an account. Play responsibly and win. All right? And I think in short order, we should know exactly where Cuban Willie is. He's running around somewhere. I could try to find out where Cuban Willie is for some of you listeners. I know some of you are freaking yourself out over where Cuban is. Got a testicle coming in. Naughty. My pets, three cats and a dog, are laying off under the gnat tree. What a life. I told them we need to go to work. They doing work. They watching your gnat tree so nobody teeth your gnat. You see what I'm saying? So let's go. I think we found Cuban Willie. And thank you and your three cats and a dog laying off under the gnat tree. They probably could hear the show coming out of the house. They probably listening to me. That's why. And protecting your gnats. They good animals, man. Keep them right where they are. Let's see where Guillermo is. Cuba Willie, where are you, my brother?
Wepa, mi gente. Buenos tardes. Mira, soy yo, Cuban Willie, with your numerology report brought to you by the Island Game and Percy's Pension Plan. And today I have to make it quick because I saw four immigration officers walking toward me, okay? And two of them had the big stick, you know? Four walking with the big stick, with two big sticks. That's what I'm talking about. That's a problem, okay? And so I see about five or six jitney over around the corner, so I have to disappear into the crowd of the jitney drivers. Try to get on the jitney and make my way out, because, you know, I like to stay playing and groaning at the same time with Percy's Pension Plan and the Island Game. So today's numerology report, four for the immigration officers that I see, two for the two big stick that they was walking with, and five for the jitney that I jump on. So today's number is 425. Brought to you by the Island Game. Stay playing, my friends.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing such you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Yeah. Low, I'm talking about. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Try Talking Heads continues right at 5 o'clock hour. 5:08 p.m. is the time. And you know, we get into the sports and we talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Today is no different. And as we do each and every day, we'll start with today in sports history, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., right out there at Naughty Johnny's. So, you know, great way to unwind on the way home. Have a cocktail or two, you know? That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes you need that, you know. People will stress you. Do it in moderation, though. Do it in moderation. All right. So let's check out Today in Sports History, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. On this day, August 4th, 1934, Mel Ott became the first to score 6 runs in a single game. 1956, William Hers became the first person to race a motorcycle over 200 miles per hour. He was clocked at 210 miles per hour. 1957, Juan Fangio won his final auto race and captured the World Auto Driving Championships. It was his 5th consecutive year to win. 1983, New York Yankee outfielder Dave Winfield threw a baseball during warm-ups and accidentally killed a seagull. After the game, Toronto police arrested him for causing unnecessary suffering to an animal. 1984, Carl Lewis won a gold medal in the Los Angeles Olympics. 1985, Tom Seaver of the White Sox, Chicago White Sox, achieved his 300th victory. 1985, Rod Carew of the California Angels got his 3,000th Major League hit. 1986, the USFL, the United States Football League, called off its 1986 season. This was after winning only token damages in its antitrust lawsuits against the NFL. 1996, Josiah Thugwane won a gold medal marathon. He became the first black South African to win a gold medal. Today's sports quote, perhaps the truest axiom in baseball is the toughest thing to do is repeat. And that came from Walt Alston. And that right there is a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, I think Pearlie's trying to get in. We should be good to go. And we got to make sure Pearlie's there. Pearlie, you there?
Hey, right there. I want you to know, I'm actually watching the Dodgers put something else on the Giants right now, so I'm back and forth. I'm right here, though.
So what's going on there? You had a good day so far?
Leave the Giants 4-2 and encourage your pitching. I good.
And what's the score?
4-2.
And you're leading?
Of course. It's the Giants. It's bad.
All right. The Giants.
Score again. Let me just have this. Yes. The San Francisco Baseball Giants. Top of the 5th. 4-2. And Redes coming to bat.
So you're looking good there, Pearlie. You're looking good.
Yeah. Muncy done pissed me off. He had an error. That's how come they get 2. But anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, error's a part of baseball. You know?
Yeah. Routine ground ball through your leg? No.
I've learned over the last, you know, couple of days, sometimes you just got to exhale, brother. You see an error here, they just got to exhale. Just keep exhaling, you know?
I got you, bro. I got you.
And see if they'll make the next play with bated breath.
I'm trying to get bated breath now. Listen and see what's happening.
That's sometimes, you know, when you can't get it together, man, that leads to frustration. The next batter coming up the next inning, you know what just happened, right?
Yes, sir.
Bruntsville, right up against the head. Sometimes out of killer career, man. What was that? What was that kid who used to play for Boston, Tony Caligiuri? didn't his career get ended by a beanball, though?
I think he may have gotten hit in his head, you know.
Yeah, I think he got hit in his head for real. Tony C.
I know about a couple of them who that happened to. I just can't remember the names off the top of my head.
Apparently he was hot stuff for the Red Sox back in the day, man.
Yeah.
Tell Pearlie it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
And that's why he's trying to dead Peter Raheem, all that noise he was making a month ago. But
I think the texter is referring to your game with the Dodgers today. I think that's a Giants fan chiming in.
But you know, I have to segue to something else. You know, I have to ignore what he said. I don't want to say that word, but I had to deflect.
Yeah, you're a homer. You're a Dodger fan, and you're going to deflect off the Dodgers. Kershaw is up 4-2 right now. You have nothing to worry about, you know?
This top of the fifth. I mean, they get you the fifth, then we start bringing that stupid bullpen in, and that's everything game over.
Yeah, Pearly, you're on a little roll there, buddy. You're on a little roll.
I am. But I'm going to take full advantage of it because I had to listen to Peter Raheem run on with the Yankees, the best baseball. Right now, we got more wins and less losses. I'm not rubbing it into you. I know it bothers you, but I put it into Peter.
Listen, man. Again, like the texter told you, it's not how you start. It's how you finish. And it don't matter if you take over in midway through the season. It's the run to the wire now.
All excited May, early June. Long before the All-Star break, he all excited.
But calm down, buddy. You know, I didn't say anything because I know July was looming, correct?
You did. Yes,
now,
you did. Yes.
What did the Bronx Bombers do in August and September?
They did a lot.
Now, you're starting to hear my voice, right? You're starting to hear my voice, right?
No. Your August start has not been good. You don't get three losses in a row in August. Let's get this right.
That's
now.
Okay. When you look at the body
of
work,
August, yes.
Remember what I say. By the time my birthday roll around on the 31st, which is the second most important day on the calendar next to baby Jesus' birthday, which is Christmas, boom, my birthday.
Carry on.
And what's the other day in front of me? No. You just reach on the scene, producer. You behind Pearly and a couple other people. In the production department, you behind the illustrious Kermit D. And then I could see clearly look at Arlington and see he's been around the sun more times than you. So just off age alone, you behind him. But you up there, though. You up there in my book. Third most important day after my birthday, you could have it. If you want it. Yeah. Pearly will beg to differ, but that's okay. I'm just saying, Pearly, between now and my birthday, look at the body of work the Yanks put in this month. And look where we'll be at the right time. That's all I got to say. And, you know, I'll be talking it.
That's all.
Well, guess what? Texas chiming in. I tell Pearly my Yanks are in a little swoon now. Our pitchers, both starters and relievers, haven't been getting the job done. But we will start a new winning streak. Like you said, Naughty, August is here. And you know we do it, Earl. Unexpectedly in August, we get hot. See? The silence is consent.
I was eating something. I had something in my mouth. I had to get it out. Now, you guys do have stuff. You do get hot in August. I admit that, yes. But all I'm saying to you is your August has started out really slow. You lost three.
We'll talk about it in a second because, you know, we got to talk, you know, the local scene right now. All right?
What's happening in the street, man? Did you already? I missed that.
The home field. I did today in Sports History already, man. You came in right after that. Today, you know, in the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And, of course, that zesty Whopper. You definitely want to check that out, all right? For takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app at your favorite BK location. Get it as by itself. Get it as a combo. Three versions of it. The flame-grilled beef, the crispy chicken, or plant-based. Get it today at your favorite BK location, all right? And it's all good. All good. Substantial right there. Mm-hmm. I look on the local scene, Pearly, we got lots to talk about. All right? We got Andrews got gold. All right? So you got to look at that. Bahamian equals world-leading time in a blazing 110-meter final at the World Juniors. Antoine Andrews has struck gold at the World. And future's bright there in that event. That's a young gun coming up. Thomas finishes fourth. Taylor, Gaither, and seventh at the Commonwealth Games. This in swimming. So one day after making history as the first Bahamian to advance to the final of the men's 50 meters freestyle at the Commonwealth Games, Lamar Taylor was in action in that final and came away with a seventh place finish at the Sandwell. And that's at the Sandwell Aquatic Center in Londonderry, Smethwick, England. Taylor wrapped up the swimming portion of the Bahamas for the Bahamas at the Games on Wednesday. All right? So he did well, finishing in the top seven. Now, Donald Thomas, Sean Miller Jr., and Tynia Gaither also competed in their respective finals yesterday, taking part in athletics at the Alexander Stadium in Birmingham, England. Thomas was fourth in the men's high jump. All right? So he's Thomas might go out in a blaze of glory at the Olympics, you know.
Say it again?
Donald Thomas might go out in a blaze of glory at the Olympics. Finish fourth at the World Championships, all right?
I was one of his biggest fans, and I just need him to go in the blaze. That would be great. That would be fantastic.
And I'm sorry, in the Commonwealth Games, all right? So if he came fourth in the Commonwealth Games, to me that puts him in the top 8 to top 10. He could strike gold, not gold maybe, but he could medal for sure and be looking to get on that podium. Because he's been at a high level for a while, and he's been lurking. Sean Miller Jr. and Tania Gaither also competed in their respective finals. Gaither finished 7th in the women's 100 meters, all right? And Miller was 10th in that same event that Thomas was in, all right?
Okay.
Thomas was 10th in the high jump. Also competing on the track was Alonzo Russell, moving on to the semifinals of the men's 400 before being eliminated, all right? So we had some behemoths doing their thing in the Commonwealth Games. All right. And then, of course, Jonquel Jones records double-double as the Suns win.
Yeah. They dropping here, dropping the game there. That kind of disturbing me a little bit.
She nabbed her 8th double-double of the season, helping Connecticut Sun to its 21st victory this year. They trounced the Phoenix Mercury 87-63 in the WNBA action on Tuesday night to begin August on a winning note. They were at the home at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Yonkersville, Connecticut. The Suns bounced back from a close loss to the Chicago Sky on Sunday. That loss snapped a four-game winning streak for them. The Sun hold the third seed in the league standings with a 21-10 win-loss record and have clinched a playoff berth for a 6th straight season. They have 5 games left in the season. Reigning league most valuable player Jonquel Jones played 26 minutes in the game on Tuesday night and was able to score 10 points and pull down 10 boards. She shot 4-9 from the field while going 2-5 from three-point territory. Jones was unable to dish out three assists while swatting away 2 shots. Now, I don't think she repeats as MVP this year, though, Earl.
You don't think?
I don't think she repeats as MVP this year. You think she repeats?
No.
A lot of competition on our own team from Melissa Thomas. The team's too deep now, I think.
Yeah, it's too balanced, and they're not heavily relying on her alone, and this thing with Sue Bird and DeRossi, they can try to get one of them as a goodbye gift or something that you watch.
I think you might be right on that there, Pearly, for sure. A tribute to one of them too for being in the league for so long, but that's a wrap right there, on our home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. We're gonna go to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. And we'll be starting Pearly's favorite segment, who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We got a lot to talk about in that segment. All right? We got to remember the late, great Vin Scully. Got to remember the late, great Vin Scully. We'll talk about Brittany Griner and her situation in Russia. And we'll talk about some NFL ins and outs and players on the move, all coming up on the flip side of the break. And that'll be followed up, of course, by my pro picks for tonight, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled Zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is King.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, continues right now. It's time to get up into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you by Tropical Gyros. It's 5:25 p.m. Don't forget, Tropical Gyros, open for you. All right, right there on Mackie and Rosetta. Go check them out on the way home. Let them do the cooking for you. All right? Tropical Gyros off the chain. All good. You know I love me some Tropical Gyros. All right? Home of the original name.
Hello?
Who's out?
Kershaw.
What happened?
Looks like he hurt.
Trainer
came out, got him, and they went in and he went straight into the dugout.
The text line's dugout. Blowing up. Pearly, how about that? Talk that, Pearly. Pearly, quiet now. What happened to Kershaw, Pearly?
No. Listen. Fine. This Dodger team has had injuries and still continue to win. Kershaw already better be win without Kershaw.
Okay, but look here.
Been without Mookie. Been without Belly.
I like this text right here.
Now without Walker Buehler. We winning because we got a deep, deep team.
Just how you going into full Chippenham defense mode? I know you're scared about this injury.
Chippenham defense mode. You would have to go beep.
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying. You scared about that injury, Pearly. Yeah, you a little worried about that.
No, I always worry when you're anybody.
Look at this texter. This texter,
you go down naughty, you run to the bathroom.
You could be hot right now. This texter says, "See, Pearly, my day, you're Dodger pitching tomorrow."
I keep telling you, we got depth. Dustin May coming back next.
You miss Beater. Beater could have helped you. Now you could have brought him up from the farm, and he could have helped you with this injury. He's a Yankee now. Beater.
He's number 15, and we got Bobby Miller and others way ahead of him. He's 2-3 years away from being a
Bobby Miller. That has to be the all white boy baseball name. Bobby.
Listen, 102 mile an hour fastball.
Hey, Bobby.
102 mile an hour fastball with movement.
I hear you. You know, if somebody hit that, though, how fast that'll leave the park.
He's going to get a cup. Mike, the player that I've been, he's in. The player that I've been, like, watching in the Dodger minor league, Vargas, this Cuban dude, he played last night, man, 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs and scored a run. Stolen base.
Man, y'all could bring up that Cuban, but y'all had in the minor leagues for years and been paying him.
No, you. Vargas is, we ain't the only one we know. We traded him. He playing for Tingham. He playing for the Guardians, I think.
Oh, yeah?
What
his name was?
We have our Cuban. I can't remember his name. I think I will say Cepedas or something like that.
Not Cespedes.
Or Adonis. Or so, not Cepedas, not him, but some around there. Either that or Adonis or So I know he plays with.
They got paid him to stay in the minors.
Because he wasn't there, but right now the Cuban that I love, Vargas. Oh man,
Vargas.
I heard Vargas get the call up. Vargas.
Well, anyway, I think Vargas would like the tropical gyros because, you know, Chef got the original Bahamian.
Sure, yeah, he was.
The jerk chicken, the crack lobster, the barbecue chips, salmon, all that good stuff. So get on the way home. But who's in today, who's out now is Clayton Kershaw, injury for the Dodgers. We'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah, backwards.
Who's also out for the Dodgers. Very sad, somber news. You know, many a Saturday I would enjoy Vin Scully and Joe Garagiola call NBC Baseball. Some of the best baseball I ever heard called in my life. So I know how it is. When we lost the scooter, Phil Rizzuto, a couple of years back, you know, it was rough for Yankee Nation.
Vince Scully was
that guy for Dodger Nation.
No, man. Like Tommy Lasorda said, if you open up Scully hard right now, I'm sure Dodger tattoo on it. I'm sure Dodger's tattoo on it.
Man, I tell you.
Not because he's just the dog, but I think he was probably the epitome of baseball announcers. One of the, if not top two, definitely top three. Definitely, I mean, in my book, number one. You could, and he started a trend when he first went to LA that people would buy transistor radios and listen to him call the game while sitting in Dodger Stadium.
Listen,
that's
man.
That's how interesting they were.
I'll tell you something right now, all right? Vin Scully was to Dodger baseball, okay?
Uh-huh.
Vin Scully was to Dodger baseball. What Chick Hearn was to Laker basketball.
The Laker basketball, yes.
Is that the best way to sum it up? In the same magnitude and stratosphere in Los Angeles. I think the two of them held, you know, the same respect, the same esteem. People loved them the same way for what they did.
Yes, yes. Let me give you a trivia question. It was another game that he called that a key play that he was the announcer that called it.
Was it the Pedro Guerrero home run in the 81 World Series?
Nope. It was the Ben Montana threw the clock in the football. That was against y'all, right?
Yeah, but he didn't call that.
Yes.
That was Vern Lundquist who called that, man.
They just talked about that Tuesday night.
That might have been done. He might have done it for radio on the West Coast or something for the 49ers. But that CBS call, pan of the clock, the catch, Vern Lundquist. But that's all right. If he did do it, even better. I know he called the Olympics as well, too.
Yeah. And he did some golf.
And he did the what?
Some golf. He called some golf as well early in his career.
Yes. That's right.
I think, you know, and one of the things in the Dodger chats we was having, and this is actually people from around the world, give your greatest Ben Scully memory. And mine was, the people was in the next room having a shower for my fiance at the time. And I in there watching the game and listening to Vince Scully and jumping up and down when Craig Gibson did the home run back in October 1988.
Earl,
that was one of my greatest memories of him.
God, I'm going to have to send this to the producer. We're going to have to investigate this right now. And you're actually going to make me relive one of the most painful memories of my life to see if Vince Scully called this play or not, you know. Do you know how much it pains me to watch the catch, Montana the clock? No. Let me tell you how much it pains me. Let me put it in perspective for you. I go to Sunday evening 7 o'clock mass at St. Francis Xavier Cathedral with my late mother. As I enter the church, the Dallas Cowboys have taken the lead, and they're up 27-21. Going into the fourth quarter. I think Father Mel might have been a football fan because mass went rather quickly that night.
Yep.
I get into the car, turn on the radio because we could catch Miami stations and Quad WIOD that had the CBS feed.
Mm-hmm.
And as I listened to the catch starting to unwind. Mr. Producer, do you have that clip that I just sent you? So when I hold on, not that one. I can send you another one right now. That one what I just sent you? The second one, not the first one, the second one. When I came out and I turned on the radio, this is what I heard. I didn't hear that, but
number two.
That was a lot I heard just
now. Now listen.
Listen, you're talking to a biased observer here. Of course I'd put it number one.
As a 49er fan, we're good.
Right there. You heard that, Earl? Throws it in the end zone. Touchdown. Dwight Clark, Lord bless his soul, because he had Lou Gehrig's disease. And that's what took him.
Yeah.
You know? So, ain't no animosity to what Dwight. It was a good catch. It was over All-Pro Hall of Fame cornerback in Everson Walls, who donated a kidney to a teammate, Ron Springs, years later. So there was a lot of things going on there. And boy, I tell you, I heard that. And when I tell you, Earl, my mother looked at me. She said, "You okay?" And then, of course, you know, the Dallas Cowboys get the ball back with 40 seconds left. You know, in typical Cowboy fashion, there's a throw to Drew Pearson. He breaks it. They drag him down at midfield. We got one, you know, couple of chances to get down there, field goal range. Next play, Danny White is sacked by Dwight Board. And Hacksaw Claw, I mean, Hacksaw was his name, Jack Reynolds, Jack the Hacksaw Reynolds, fumbles the ball. A certain Hall of Fame of all-pro safety by the name of Ronnie Lott scoops it up, 28 to 27 later. And I cried all the way from St. Francis, all the way home.
High-stepped into the end zone.
No, he didn't high-step. He just covered the ball and they ran out the clock.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, I just wanted to make you feel bad.
But you know that text I sent you the other day that started with big and ended with Y? Yeah, go look at that.
Remember when Stabler hit the pass within like a high, like 6 inches of space?
Yeah, man, against the Dolphins to beat y'all in the playoffs. Yeah, man.
Like 6 inches of space. I mean, 6 inches of space.
The only other Dolphin loss in the playoff that I enjoy more than that was when Jacksonville just disemboweled y'all 63-10 or whatever it was. You know when Marino couldn't throw to nobody in the Dolphin uniform? Remember that one?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. You want to bring up... Yeah, I heard you embellishing on Montana the Clock, okay? All right.
So I do remember when... what the fella name? Riggins ran all over me in the Super Bowl. I would never forget that.
Who?
John Riggins. Redskins. Washington Redskins.
What about him?
Then they ran all over me. That's one of hurtful. I was hurtful.
But you know who was mad on that? Let me tell you who was mad on that. My pops had captain's table on the Emerald Seas, and he was the captain.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Man, look here. See, when he leave captain's table, he was, again, in great position, happy, because you know y'all was up early in that game.
Yes.
You remember they had Jimmy Cephalo, I think, on a 73-yarder, and Fulton Walker had, I think, 110-yard kickoff return. If I'm not mistaken.
It wasn't 110, but it was 102 or 3, somewhere around there. Yeah.
And y'all was up.
We were up.
Y'all was doing the darn thing.
We could stop and we just picked us the pieces. Absolute. Anyway, let's talk about something else, please.
And then when Riggins got the ball, but Theismann was killing y'all. But Riggins, the big diesel in it, boy, and that's a super ball, but he ran through you like a hot knife through warm butter.
So, Naughty, who else in and out, man? Like, let's talk about Brittany. You know, I'm really feeling fine.
Well, we're going to get to Brittany, man. We're going to get to Brittany. All right? We got something lined up special for you. I think you'd appreciate this and from Yankee Nation and Sports Nation to Dodger Nation. As we say goodbye to Vin Scully, I think we should just replay this right here. I think it's one of the most candid farewells ever. His final goodbye as a Dodger broadcaster. Early, get your tissue. And Mr. Producer,
I really did. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Let it play.
Many years ago, a little red-headed boy was walking home from school, passing a Chinese laundry, and stop to see the score of a World Series game posted in the window. The Yankees beat the Giants 18-4 on October the 2nd, 1936. Well, the boy's reaction was pity for the Giants, and he became a fan from that day forward, until the joyous moment when he was hired to broadcast Brooklyn Dodger games in 1950. Ironically, October the 2nd, 2016, will mark my final broadcast of a Giants-Dodger game, and it will be exactly 80 years to the day since that little boy fell in love with baseball. God has been very generous to that little boy, allowing him to fulfill a dream of becoming a broadcaster and to live it for 67 years. Since 1958, you and I have really grown up together through the good times and the bad. The transistor radio is what bound us together. To the Coliseum, when we sang happy birthday to an umpire, were you among the crowd that groaned at one of my puns? Or did you kindly laugh at one of my little jokes? Did I put you to sleep with the transistor radio tucked under your pillow? You know, you were simply always there for me. I've always felt that I needed you more than you needed me, and that holds true to this very day. I've been privileged to share in your passion and love for this great game. My family means everything to me, and I'll now be able to share life's experiences with them. My wife Sandy, our children Kevin, Aaron, Kelly, and Catherine, along with our entire family, will join me in sharing God's blessings of that precious gift of time. You folks have truly been the wind beneath my wings, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me on this incredible journey of 67 years of broadcasting Dodger baseball.
We thank you, Vin, for all the memories, all the calls, and just for being absolutely spectacular when it came to Dodger baseball. And something that hit me, Earl, it brought back memories of me and my grandpa listening to baseball on a transistor radio. On a radio.
Yes.
Vin Scully.
Yes.
You know, Phil W-I-O-D-E, you know? So you think back, and boy, you tell you, that was a big part of how we came up. One of the greats.
It was.
We got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
It's Simmons, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Coach? What's going on, Simmons?
And Garvey walks off his lead at first.
Ah!
Kenny Landro is sitting on deck. Hey, look here.
Wow.
Even though I was a Dodger, even though I was a Yankee, right, I got to confess, man. I used to call in to Jesse. I used to tune in to Jesse Scully sometimes, man.
Nothing like a great call, man. And Scully was up there, man. Scully could do it. Scully and Joe Garagiola on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, man. Hey, Adam Brister said, hey, Simmons is an author guy being able to describe what's going on the field. Your TV back in the day. So this guy
exactly.
is sitting there on a Sunday afternoon.
Total theater of the mind.
And then he say, so-and-so walks off their lead at first. You could picture that. You could understand that. A fellow walks off his lead at first. You know? And he say, Tommy John is into the stretch. And the pitch. You know, it's nothing like that, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, man, you got to give a shout-out to Pearly, man. Pearly. Yeah, man, he was solid, man.
Yeah.
He is definitely, to me, he's on the Mount Rushmore of broadcasters.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because
yeah,
I could put him up there. I could put Madden up there. I could put Chick Hearn up there.
Yeah.
And oh, by God, I would put Howard Cosell up there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, don't forget
the late Joe Buck was also a legend as well.
I was just going to say Buck.
Yeah.
I was just going to say Buck, man. Some fellas.
Oh, yeah, oh, and honorable mention, Dick Enberg as well.
Yes. But I tell him, though.
Oh, and don't forget the great Joe Gaggioli.
Yeah, well, yes, we mentioned him earlier with Scully
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Naughty called him already.
Yeah, okay.
But I got to say, though, you have to remember, we got to acknowledge the great Yankee announcer, man, Bob Shepard, the voice of God, eh?
Yeah, Shepard's solid and all, man, but you know there's only one voice of the Yankees for me, and it was the great The Scooter. Hi, it's your boy, Phil Rizzuto in the Money Store. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's me, The Scooter, and I got The Scooter Update brought to you by the Money Store. You got money problems? Listen to The Scooter. This time he was given a number for some mafia loan shark, but hey, it was brought to you by the Money Store.
York City.
Worthington is on the call of Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Last stopper on the call of Hank Aaron. He paused. He paused for about 2 or 3 minutes and just let, you know, as he jogged around the field, he just let the situation happen. And when he came back on, he says, ladies and gentlemen, he says, we have here in the deep south, a black man is given a standing ovation. And if you all go back and ever find that inning, I think that's there on the Dodger website.
Mr. Producer, can you pull up Hank Aaron's home run, record-breaking home run? It came in Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.
Yeah, and with John Miller says about that, Naughty, is that we hear a call from the Atlanta announcer, but it was downplayed. You didn't hear the call from Scully from the Dodgers side.
Right.
Because he had gone against the Dodgers. Right.
Pull up Vince Scully's Hank Aaron's home run.
Yeah. You see?
Record breaking home run.
I think we watched it on TBS. We actually saw it on TBS.
Right. Right.
You know what always jumped out for me with that? The candid memory for that?
Yeah.
That you actually saw Caucasian baseball fans run out of them stands and run in behind or alongside Hank Aaron. And he embraced them in the moment as well. It's one of those that the play, you don't have to say nothing, and you just watch it play out.
But you wouldn't believe, I left the office. I was supposed to be going to an appointment. I'm the practice, and I stayed behind to listen to all the Scully's videos of this now when they got on the door, just like, and I stayed by, and the same as Joe was playing, I just listened to that.
Hold on 1 second. I think we found it. I think we got Vin Scully's call that you were referencing there, Coach Simmons, that he made, you know, when Hank Aaron broke the Major League home run record.
Right. And he said he paused for 3 minutes. He paused for 3 minutes. He let him run and let everything undevelop. And then he came back and says, ladies and gentlemen, we have a standing ovation here in the South for a black man. And he highlighted that. And John and them came on and said, it was so great because he dealt with the social issues as well. He was able to put that in there, you know?
Well, let's check it out, man. Let's see what we got from, the late, great, legend.
Yes, man.
Vin Scully, definitely on the Mount Rushmore of broadcasters. Definitely one of the GOATs.
Standing ovation for Henry Aaron. Though the confrontation for the second time, Aaron, he means the tying run at the plate now. So we'll see what Downing does. Al at the belt delivers, and he's low, ball one. And that just adds to the pressure. The crowd booing. Downing has to ignore the sound effects and stay a professional and pitch his game. One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting, the outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
And the drums you hear in the background was Chief Nakahoma, who used to have a teepee in the outfield in Fulton County Stadium. And every time the Braves hit a home run, he'd come out with the war drums, beat the drum, and go back.
Yeah, I heard that. I remember that was highlighted when the Yankees and we beat them in the World Series in 96.
Hey, and that's what I like, too. I like my learned texters who chime in.
Yeah.
First of all, Naughty, tell Pearlie, my Yankees did not lose 3 in a row. The Mariners took 2 out of 3 from us. Tell Pearlie, don't diss my Yanks like that.
Stand corrected. Second of all,
I would like to throw the Orioles, Chuck Thompson, and Bill Donnell into the equation, and they are very good in their own right. They were very good in their own right as well.
Yeah.
They had some good calls. I can't lie.
Because my Red Barber, who we took over from, was dynamite as well.
But I tell you,
these,
I mean,
these announcers today, they still carry like how they said the Latino guy for the Dodgers is pretty good. He's coming around, but you don't hear it like you used to.
Now in social media, the way it is.
Yeah, man, I say, man, even though I'm a diehard Yankee, I still have to tune in to listen to Vince Scully on the Dodgers, man. You can't get better than Scully, boy. Scully
was the best, period. I mean, him and Shepard might have been the best two I ever heard calling a big game of baseball.
Who was that?
Yeah.
Bob Shepard, like you say.
Yeah. Now, hold on. Lord, remember this. Do you know what they did after Shepard retired for Derek Jeter? They recorded the announcement of Vegeta every time that Jeter came up. It was recorded so that Shepard would still be the announcer. His voice would still be announced in Yankee Stadium after he retired.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, man. I heard something to that effect, but I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's fact. You only have an effect.
Right.
I can tell you that as a fact.
But listen.
Because someone used to say, but hey, Simmons, how come Shepard retired, but... Shepard still announcing.
That was recorded, man.
That was recorded, right. But a lot of people didn't catch into that, you see. A lot of people didn't realize that.
Now, listen, check this out. You say Bob Shepard, voice of God. But I gotta check you on that. He was good, but when you come to voice of God category, I gotta add the late, great John Facenda from NFL Films.
Yeah.
That voice was mad. What?
But Naughty. Have you ever been to Yankee Stadium? If you go to Yankee Stadium, you might be in the several games, as you know. You go to Yankee Stadium, and if you sit in Yankee Stadium, and then Yankee Stadium Shepard announced the player.
Oh, yeah.
Now batting.
No.
You got to forget the echo.
No. Batting. For the Yankees, shortstop. Jeter.
Yeah.
It used to ring perfect, man.
Yes, man. Yes. Yeah, man.
I think what the Dodgers are going to do now, they're going to, before every Dodger game starts, they're going to do his recording and say it's now time for Dodger baseball.
I'm really glad
you all chimed in today. The Texas liking it too, man. They like that, the walk down memory lane with some of these nostalgic sports announcers in the clip. And you're most certainly welcome for the Hank Aaron clip. I mean, that's just for the, if any young baseball fan is out there listening, watch that, man. That speaks volumes of where baseball has evolved to and where we as people have evolved to over the years. Coach, we got to go to the break, but I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you for chiming in and representing Yankee Pinstripes. And I shall see you Sunday.
I'll see you,
man. Be safe. Regards to the fam. Take care.
Okay, bro. Take time for them.
All right. Quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap things up. I got my pro picks coming at you for tonight's game. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game and Percy's Pension Plan. And Purdy, I'm sure you'll tell me what the Dodgers are doing right now. They still up? They still leading? We'll figure it out on the flip side of the break. Rapping Talking Edge right after this. Don't touch it.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, in Florida, get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. Friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC original recipe burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM continues right now. Who we got tonight, man? I looking at the schedule on top tonight, man, but I ain't scratching my head.
A lot of baseball going on. Mookie hit a three-run shot to put us up 4-2. Just in case you wanted to know that. Okay.
He hit a three-run shot.
You know what's been interesting tonight? You got the Giants and the Raiders in exhibition. I wouldn't bet on that.
Dear God, Herb. Come on, man. I mean, what time it start? I could watch it because I ain't a football Jones, but I ain't betting no money on it.
8 o'clock.
But channel.
I like the Phillies over the Nationals.
Yeah, I like anybody over the Nationals right now.
Yeah, but Syndergaard pitching tonight. That's why I say that.
All right, so real quick, let's look. Yeah, I with you on that. Syndergaard pitching, we gotta have a look at that. All right, so I'm having a gander. I like come on tonight. Let me tell you, I like Philadelphia over Washington, like you say. I also like. Boy, that's a tough one, you know. Ooh, you got some good games tonight. I like Boston over Kansas City because Kansas City has gutted the whole lineup. Fire sale. But you know what? That Atlanta-New York Mets game is a nice game to watch. Huh?
But Kansas City got a good young team, but don't play with that. Boston got too many injuries.
All right.
Don't play with that one.
All right, so we can leave that. All right, we going with Philly over Washington. I like Houston over Cleveland.
I like the Astros over the Guardians because Verlander pitching tonight.
Yep. I like Philly over Washington. I like Houston over Cleveland. I like Tampa Bay over Detroit. And you know what?
Okay.
You know what? I can roll the dice here. I like the White Sox to get it done against the Rangers tonight.
Oh, that's really rolling the dice. Okay.
It's got to be a four-teamer. I don't like that Toronto, Minnesota.
I notice you glide right over that Braves-Mets game.
I ain't touching that. That could go either way.
I ain't touch that. Mets beat the Braves tonight.
All right. I can roll with you then. That's my fourth one right there. I can roll with that.
Right.
Purdy chimes in. All right. I got Philly over Washington. Houston over Cleveland. I got...
Yeah, Tampa Bay over Detroit.
Tampa Bay over Detroit. And now I got... You say Atlanta over New York or New York over Atlanta?
Burley's pick is New York over Atlanta.
And that's what I could do. I could roll with Pearlier now with New York over Atlanta. That's my foursome right there, my awesome foursome. Get it, bet it, and don't regret it in the Island Game. All right? Log on, theislandgame.com. Check out their sports book. It is all good. All right? Let me get this phone call real quick before you get out of here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Gordy.
Hey, what's going on?
You are saying nothing about Matt Albright for the Dodgers. An officer.
Pearly, would you like
Not
to? Pearly.
Yeah, but he was the junior man to Vin Scully, and he's an heir apparent. Vin is the man. Vin is always will and has and always will have been the man. 67 years.
I wanted a Dodger to make that statement because as a Yankee, I don't think it would be my place to make that statement. But I agree with Pearly.
Okay.
One. Yeah, nobody.
Who is
the goat? Is a base knock.
Ben is the goat in Deutschland and Chick the goat in Lakerland.
But I mean, who's some of your other favorites, Koala, as far as announcers go?
Well, you can't get a man who just died. You can't get a. He's great now.
Ben Scully was one of the best.
Yeah, Ben Scully.
But you know, Naughty, we call many names, but we didn't call the Godfather. Ooh. This is Howard Cosell.
I call Cosell long ago. I put him on the Mount Rushmore, man.
Yeah, Cosell is Okay.
But yeah, you know, he did have that. He did have that gift of gab. He did that have that. He did have that vernacular that was very unique.
That Howard Cosell, Muhammad Ali band
was priceless. I was just
priceless.
You couldn't write it any funnier.
Let's pull up one of them tomorrow.
We will, and I'll tell you, their friendship was unwavering. They had a great bond, you know.
Yes.
And a great best mutual respect.
What about the Chicago man?
Who, you mean Harry Carey?
Yeah.
Of course, man. You know we always talk about Harry on this show. Harry used to drink Budweiser by the seventh inning. Check out the guy in the sombrero as we sing the seventh inning stretch right here in WGN. This is Harry Carey. I'm a Bud man, and I'm a Cubs fan. I tell you. Well, I appreciate you. Have a good night enjoying your sports, and give us a call tomorrow, and we'll talk some more.
All right, good, man.
All right. Pearly, man, I appreciate you as always, man, and we'll chat some more, man, but my producer's giving me the sign. I got to move my behind. So thank you, everybody who chimed in today. Great episode of Talking Heads from hour number one straight through. We'll do it again tomorrow live from Duncan Carmichael. Getting it in and getting it on, man. For Pearly and everybody who chimed in, this is your boy Naughty. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you later.